you know that every word you speak matters? Are your conversations making a difference? With a passion for words and a heart for conversation, Teresa Velarde is a self-professed word nerd, best-selling author, BizCat 360 columnist, and publisher. Children's books as well as fiction and nonfiction books are welcomed at WeBe Books Publishing and Book Endeavors, the imprints of her company, Authentic Endeavors Publishing. Whether written or spoken, Teresa strives to encourage and inspire meaningful conversations that make a difference. Here's the host of Conversations That Make a Difference, Teresa Velarde.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Conversations That Make a Difference. I'm so excited to be here with you again. I'm Teresa Velarde, and welcome once again. I want to let you know that Conversations That Make a Difference is live the first and third Tuesday of the month at 5:30. Replays can be found in the archives and played every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. and 5:30 a.m. I'm not here at 5:30 a.m., but I'll see you on the first and third at 5:30 p.m. You can watch Stream Vision 7 Radio Network on YouTube. You can listen on your mobile app, in your car, and you can even ask Alexa to play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We like to start our show with a prayer. So we're going to start the show with the Serenity Prayer before I introduce my guest today. And so let's do that now. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And it is by God's grace that we are fabulous, blessed, and highly favored, living in our greatness, using our gifts and talents, making a difference in the lives of others with passion and purpose, and all of God's great universe is conspiring in our favor. And we gratefully say, amen. And I'm going to ask Brenda Warren to come on in. Let me introduce my guest today.
Hello.
It's so nice to see you, Brenda.
It's good to see you too, Teresa. You know, I love having conversations with you.
Yeah, and I love having conversations with you. That's why we get to do this. So let me just tell everybody a little bit about you.
Okay.
Brenda Warren, also known as the Soulutionist, S-O-U-L-utionist, is a retired Marine with over three decades of experience in leadership, self-care, spiritual growth, and cultivating healthy relationships. Three-time best-selling author, Pattern for Living, and self-publishing coach. She has also helped countless individuals transform their lives using her innovative TAPIN method that stands for Transformation, Announce, Prepare, Imagine, and Nurture. And you can find Brenda at her link tree, Brenda the Soulutionist. Welcome, Brenda. How are you?
I'm absolutely wonderful. I'm just excited to be here with you this evening.
Yeah, it's so good to, anytime we get together and have a conversation, there's always something good comes out of it, right?
Yes, that is the truth. That is the truth.
Indeed. So today we want to talk about, first of all, let me just show the audience a couple of your books, Soul Searching, right? Mm-hmm. And it's using the TAPIN method, which we'll talk about in just a minute. And then you have this incredibly good journal that you put together, 52-week entrepreneur journal.
Yes.
So these are, I want to talk a little bit about how these two came to be, since we're both into books.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about it, Teresa, is the backstory for the soul search and get on board for transformation using the TAPIN method was a homework assignment. And the backstory is simply that I was being part of, as a retired Marine, I was in Veterans Launching Ventures. Mm-hmm. And the teacher said we should write about something. We should write books to prove our expertise and our authority. But they said after I did it, they never had anybody actually do it. But here's the amazing part about that. I did it. And a year later, I discovered it was a best-selling book and that people had created book clubs around the world using the TAPIN method. And they were asking questions. And so when I finally figured that out, because I never had checked my LinkedIn, my Facebook, or I never checked the notifications.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what? I need to redo this. So I redid it a second time and it became a bestseller. And now the TAPIN method is something that I actively teach And it's a five-step strategic plan to help people move from their stuck point so they can close the gap between their desires and their reality. And now I fully embrace that method because it's what helped me get past my stuck points and get off a couch after sitting there for 8 years.
Oh my goodness, on the couch for 8 years. Well,
Yes.
first of all, let's talk a little bit about your history. You are a retired Marine. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Yeah, 20 years active duty. And I retired in the year 2000, and I went on to become a hospital administrator. And by 2011, I had got diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and PTSD and military sexual trauma, MST. And I was so ashamed, Teresa, I didn't tell anybody, not my husband, not my family, not my boss, no one. So for 3 years, I hid it. And because of me hiding it, although I was getting treated at the VA, I was on 22 different medications and I had a complete mental nervous breakdown in 2013 and had to come off my job. And because of all the medications, the breakdown, and what the doctors told me, I believed the lie that I would never be able to put two sentences together, that my traumatic brain injury also, I had that would cause me to never be able to really speak in public. Now I'm doing keynote speeches. And I believed everything they said me. So for 8 years, I was a zombie and I sat on the couch feeling sorry for myself. And thanks to a friend, I went to Veterans Launching Ventures and began to dig myself out of the hold of disbelief and the sense that I couldn't do anything and learned that I had strength beyond what I even knew.
Beyond your wildest imagination, right?
Yes,
And look at
yes.
you now, sister, look at you now. You are not only come through the problems that you had experienced, but now
Right.
you are the solutionist. Explain to
Yes.
me how you stepped into that role and notice everybody, this is not solutionist, SOL, it's SOUL. So let's talk a
Right.
little bit about how you came up with that name for your business and who you are. That's definitely who you are. So let's have you
Yeah.
tell everybody about
Well, first
it.
of all, I'm a PK. You know, I grew up in the church. PK is preacher's kids. I come from a long line of ministers. So I've always had faith, but I wasn't truly active in my faith in a way that I understood that it was more than just going to church. It was about relationship. And I would not find that out until years later. And this whole situation caused me to really understand the power of relationship and not just attending church. So the solutionist itself came about because as I was working with people, I'm a minister, and I was work with people, and they would say it was as if I touched their soul, and they would say, "You have, you know, it's like give me a solution." And so I began to say solutionist, and that was hold true because the things I teach are biblically based. I use Bible principles. I use a mind, body, and soul approach because what I truly believe is that it's not our outward that get us past our stuck points. It's our inward, because that's what it was for me. When I began to work on my beliefs, my behavior began to match my beliefs. And the reality is, when I sat on the couch for 8 years, that was my belief telling me that I could do nothing more than sit on a couch and be a vegetable. But when I began to do the internal work to understand that I am more than a conqueror, to understand that God wanted more for me than what I wanted for myself, and that I had every right, that I was worthy and deserved to live an abundant life, it began to change everything. And I began to help other people get off the couch. I began to help other people dig deep and check their core values and their soul searching so that they could live better lives.
That's awesome. And so you said something that's really powerful. And I think a lot of women in particularly think that they are not worthy. Talk to me about how you found your worthiness through your experience of teaching while using the word of God.
Well, it came about, Teresa, because I started doing mirror work. I read a book called I think it's called The Abundance, Abundance Now, I believe it is, by Lisa Nichols. But inside of that book, there was a chapter or something about mirror work, and I remember that. And I would stand in front of the mirror and I would tell myself the seven things that I forgave myself for. And then I told myself the seven things I was proud of myself for. And I told myself the seven things I committed myself for. And I did it over and over and over again. And I began to read my Bible and find Bible scriptures that matched that. And when I began to read the Word of God, really read, not just read it, but internalize it, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, that I'm a designer's original, that I'm above and not beneath, that I'm the head and not the tail, all those things that we hear, but I didn't believe it. I didn't believe I was worthy. I didn't believe that God loved me. And then when it began to resonate with me, that number one, in spite of me, God loved me. That part right there was powerful for me. And I began to understand that it wasn't about what I did, it was about what he did that made me worthy of love and peace and joy. So I say every morning when I get up, I thank God for breath. I thank God that I am the peace. I am the joy, that I bring the peace, that I bring the joy. And I truly believe that. I believe I radiate the love of Christ every time I walk into a room. But when I began to say what God says about me and not what I had felt about me, it began to open up the solutions instead of the problems.
And I think that what you just said is like so powerful when you realize what God says about you instead of what you believe about you and the world says about you. Then you can really step into the power of who you are in the eyes of the one who created you. So
Absolutely,
that's
absolutely.
really powerful, powerful stuff. So let's talk about, you have this new thing that you're working on. And I'm going to ask you, you call it the Solutionist Portal. So why
Yes.
this? Why this particular format that you have? And let's talk a little bit about what it entails.
The Solutionist Portal is my paid group that I have inside of a community called Convene Communities. It's a platform with a purpose that allows you to share, collaborate, educate, and grow with like-minded individuals that are also willing to do the same. And so I found this platform when I was searching for a place to begin to share with others the things that I had learned in business. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I had my first business when I was 9 years old, legal with license, and I've been having businesses ever since. And when I got off the couch, Teresa, the thing that Veterans Launch and Ventures taught me was do what you know. What I know is business. What I have done over the past 4 years was really dive into business in a way I had not before, and at an accelerated pace by going to masterminds. I've been to $100,000 masterminds, $25,000 masterminds, $5,000 masterminds. So by going to all of these different events, learning about marketing, branding, and all the things that it takes to do funnels, put on shows, do retreats, I was a big event planner for the Pentagon. So when Veterans Launch and Ventures told me, use what I know a lot. I'm a trainer trainer. I am a I've run a $1 million departments in hospitals. So there I have a variety of skills that allow me to help other entrepreneurs build their business so they go from surviving to thriving and helping them get a solid foundation so that they can make the revenue and save money and do business their way.
Awesome. And now you mentioned the word mastermind several times. So for people who don't know what a mastermind is, can you give us a definition of what that is
A
and how it
mastermind.
benefits people?
Okay. Masterminds are where a group of people go that are like-minded go to gain knowledge, to share their expertise, and to grow in whatever area that you choose to grow. Like I've been to mindset masterminds, I've been to business masterminds, I've been to coaching masterminds, relationship masterminds, whatever the subject is. There can be people you brainstorm, you develop strategies, structures, and systems so that you can grow in that particular area. And it's basically the power of the collective.
That's what's most important because, in the Bible it says where two or more are gathered, there he is, right? So it's the same principle with a mastermind. When two or more are gathered, there becomes this I would say higher energy, if you will, that kind of lets everybody be able to share truthfully, completely, whatever their opinion is or their experience is on whatever the topic is that is the center of the conversation, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Napoleon Hill was big on the mastermind.
Love Napoleon Hill.
Love him, love him, love him. Absolutely. So now you have this solutionist portal. So why now? Why have that going on now at this time in the world when it seems like every time you turn around, there's something new, something crazy. Some things are exciting, some things are devastating. I mean, this is a crazy time we're living in, so why now?
Why now, Teresa? Because the pandemic changed the way we did business and do business. And so many people were displaced, had to reevaluate the jobs that they thought they were going to get to keep forever. And then entrepreneurs began to try to figure out how they were going to do what they do and be successful by gaining revenue and also saving money. And so right now, what we see is people are flooding the market with all kinds of things, saying 10x your business, become a six-figure coach, do this, do that. And they're paying a lot of money, Teresa, to do these things, and they still are not getting the results they need. By joining my solutionist portal, not only do you get access to my expertise, but you actually get access to me and all the other members of the groups and all the experts that I'm going to bring in. See, I've already done the work, so you don't have to. And I've made it so affordable that for those people that are struggling to go from just being popular, but they're not paid. I work with people every day, Teresa, that have beautiful social media platforms, but are broke. And they're broke because they don't have clear call to actions. They don't know how to do a business plan. They don't understand their break-even point. They don't have the basic business fundamentals, and they also have no strategy, no structure, and no system so they can repeat what they're doing in a way that's going to get them revenue and also save them money. And that's what the Solutionist Portal is going to do for 150 people over the next year, because I want to grow 150 that are going to grow 150 more and 150 more, so that more people are closing a gap between their desires and their reality. And now is the best time because we have the technology with AI and all the things that are coming up to make it something that is easier for people to do.
Easy is the way to go, right? That's what most people think anyway. So they think that because you just said you've done the work to bring the experts on board, you've done the work to bring the portal together, you've done the work in order to be able to give everyone what they need. It doesn't mean that it's easy for somebody to go through. There's a difference between a lot of people say, oh, that's so easy. Yeah. There's a difference between easy and simple. And there's a difference between working with someone who has done the preparatory work in order for you to have the best experience. Can you talk a little bit about what you mean by easy versus simple? I think that there's a that's
Yeah,
a
when I
huge
say easy, it's
disparity.
like this, Teresa. How much would the average entrepreneur pay to have someone that they could actually go to and get a real answer? And here's the way I can explain it. We'll take a course on, for example, how to do a funnel. Everybody wants to know how to make these funnels work and everything. You can take a course on Kajabi and a whole bunch of different other places, Thinkific. There's a lot of places you can go to YouTube, and they give you just enough to make you dangerous, and then they leave out the other part. Unless you pay some more money. What I'm saying, come to the portal and I'm going to take you step by step on how to do a funnel and make it here simple. What I discovered was a funnel is nothing more than a flow chart. It's a workflow, but they make it sound so hoity-toity, and it's not necessary. But what they don't tell you is that there are things you have to do before, during, and after to make that funnel work and make it work for you. Inside of the portal, I'm going to take these people and I'm going to take them from the lead magnet. Well, I'm going to take them from inception, from the idea that this is what I want to do, to the lead magnet, how you actually develop it, what software you use to develop it, then how you set it up, what software you use for that, and then how you monitor it going forward. Because what happens is it's one thing to know how to build a funnel, but if you don't know how to manage it, how to set it up, you're still lost. And then sometimes it's like when people build IKEA furniture, they get the directions, but they still can't build it. Then they call the 1-800 number, they call a friend. I'm the friend you call inside the solution portal. Say, Brenda, I have all the instructions. Now, will you help me with it? I'm saying, come on, let me hold your hand and take you step by step. There's a discussion board that allows people to ask me and all the members in the group a question and get responses in real time. They also will have the ability to come to trainings that are geared to them. It's not cookie cutter either, Teresa. Every entrepreneur that comes into the Solutionist Portal will be given group training, but they will also get individual training that will allow them to do business their way. Because that's really important to me, that each person decides based on their core values how they want their business to run so that we can keep it moving and get the revenue that they want.
That's awesome. You don't find that. You just don't find that. This is extremely unique, extremely beneficial. And we're going to talk about how people can get to be part of this and what the cost is and whatnot. But I know just from the short time that I know how you are and how you show up with positivity, you show up with intention, you show up with authority, you show up with knowledge, expertise, wisdom, all the things that people pay a lot of money for. And you are and you have your you have this one thing that you just said a few minutes ago about you do business their way, have them you help them to do business their way. My way of doing business may not be the same as the next publishing company, or my
That's
way of
right.
putting on a podcast may not be the same as yours. I've been on your podcast, you're great at this. And there are some people who this is all they do, but they have to have this, the expertise, and they have to have who they are. My big thing is authenticity. So
Absolutely.
that's and my company is named after it, Authentic Endeavors, right? So if you're not authentic and you're not showing up as who you are meant to be, who you were created to be, then why show up at all? Because you're living a lie, a farce. And then that's when you have to look at yourself and you say, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? But bring the true you into any conversation, and then you can start from there, correct?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that, and I wanted to say, Teresa, is that when people come into the Solutionist Portal, what I want them to get the sense of it, it's not there just for me. It is absolutely there for them because this is not just a business for me, it's a ministry. It's about empowering people to live their best life now, no opportunity wasted. Because I wasted 8 years, I used to say, but now I realize what I was doing in them 8 years was developing my ability to do what I'm doing right now. See, I spent 8 years contemplating life, contemplating what was really important to me, really soul searching about my core values, who I am, whose I am, and trying to get to a place of peace. And the thing about it, Teresa, was what I didn't understand in those 8 years, and it literally was like a light switch went on, that I had the power all along to get off that couch whenever I was willing to make a definite decision to do so. And that's what I want to get across to any business owner that comes in. If you can conceive it, you can achieve it. You may know the what you want to do. I'm going to show you the how to make it happen.
Awesome. And with that, we need to go to a break. We'll be
Okay.
back in just a few minutes as we talk to Brenda Warren, the Solutionist. We'll be right back.
With the hustle and bustle of today's world, how often do you take time to practice gratitude? More importantly, how can you make it a habit? The Grateful Hearts community is a group of like-minded people focusing on what's going right and being grateful. Gratitude is more than putting a smile on your face and being thankful for the roof over your head. It's about expanding your perception and finding ways to find gratitude for, in, and through the challenges we face every day. Gratitude is a feeling of connection to things higher than yourself, to God, and to others. We focus on light, positivity, and connections. You make a difference. When we join our grateful hearts together, the power of community attracts more people and even more to be grateful for. Expressing gratitude and feeling grateful is infectious, so let's share it. Join our Grateful Hearts community and watch your blessings blossom. Learn more at gratefulheartscommunity.com and join the community at facebook.com/thegratefulheartscommunity.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Did you know that every word you speak matters? What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back with Brenda Warren, the Solutionist. And we've been talking about her new venture, her portal that she has created for entrepreneurs and who need her expertise and her background with so many different masterminds and so many different experiential, things that she brings to the table. And so, 20 years a Marine, and then you had hospital experience and
13 years.
Oh my goodness. You bring a lot to the table. So this next question that I'm going to ask you is why you? That kind of like speaks for itself.
Teresa, why me is because I built the portal that I wish I had when I started. You see, I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars taking classes and stuff because I was still struggling with the internal thought of that I wasn't enough. Now, you got to see, this came from a place of I'm now a three-time best-selling author. I had already done 20 years in the Marine Corps, 13 years as an award-winning hospital administrator. I have done so many things. I was a event planner at the Pentagon. I have more certificates and degrees than the law allows, but I still felt there was something missing. And as I developed my faith and also did what I call, I made the shift that allowed me to transform my mindset and reframe problems to solutions. Because now whatever I view, I look for the gift in it. There is nothing that you can throw at me or that can happen to me in my life, Teresa, that I cannot find the gift. So the Solutionist Portal was born out of that desire to make sure other people understood that when they are ready to own their choices and understand that wherever they are currently right now in their life, if it's overweight, in debt, in a bad relationship, it's based on the choices they made. Mm-hmm. And if they're willing to come into the portal, I'm going to help them not only with their business, but with their personal journey as well, because I believe you got to find that. I don't believe in work-life balance. I do believe in work-life harmony. When you find that harmony that allows you to build your business based on your core beliefs and make sure that your life lines up with that, baby, that's music to be played.
I like that, harmony and music rather than balance. Sometimes it's difficult to balance. You know, one of the things I want to ask you, with all your experience in the job world, let's say, this portal that you've created, is it good for people who are still working a job and not necessarily?
Absolutely.
Tell me how.
Okay, here's how. Because what I have inside, the people that I've been working with individually are people that are, they're starting to leave the military, or they're starting to leave a career, or they plan to keep their jobs, but they want a side hustle. Mm-hmm. By coming into the portal, you get the access to other entrepreneurs that are doing. We have people that are in the ideation phase, and we have people that have been in business 10, 20, 30 years already, but they're still there because everybody's at different stage. I have a lady right now that's been in business for 3 years and has no social media presence, and she didn't even know where to start. So there are people at all stages of the business and entrepreneur journey. And wherever you are, all I simply say is come in. There are no contracts. You pay your $97. You come in, you tell me what you need. I'll tell you what we can do with what you need. And then you decide how much or how little you want to participate to take yourself and close the gap between your desires and your reality. What I'm committing to each person that joins the portal is that if you will come in there and you will stay in there for the year and work through all the different issues that you say you have, not that I say you have, we can get you to a place of where you are continuously generating revenue and that you are able to make informed decisions. Because here's the thing I tell everybody who comes to Teresa, I'm not tied to your outcome. Now, that sounds harsh for some people, but I had to learn to step away because I'm empathic. What I understand is each entrepreneur takes their journey differently. And I can give you every, I give you a paper with everything written on it. It's up to you to actually do it. If you choose not to, I say you choose not to, but choose not to by making an informed decision. And whenever you're ready, you move to your next step. But I'm going to give you what you need. If branding is what you need, I'm going to show you how to do that, or I'm going to send you to the professional that can get you there. Marketing, branding, business, plan, whatever it is you need. You want products, you need to develop products. We have people that can help you with that.
Nice. Yeah. So $97 a month,
It's 90,
$97.
now I want to say it's $97 a month for the first 150 people that join. And that's going to be a lifetime lock-in. It's going to go up to 450 a month. But we started with this because I'm calling those 150 my founders. Those are the people that are going to come in. Now, we already have proof of concept. I've been doing this with a group called the Assembly for 2 years, where we practice all this so that I could know I could work with different people in different industries and get the results. We have it. So now we're doing this because what I discovered, I ran across three people that made me get this price. They had just paid $100,000 for a mastermind. And they still didn't know how to run their business.
Wow, that's
That
insane.
mastermind wasn't designed for that. So they didn't have $97 to pay me to come into the portal. But guess what I did? I showed them how to make the $97 so they could afford to pay me to come there.
There you go.
So
There you go.
that's part of what it is too, is I'm not letting people in for free. I used to do that and then people wouldn't show up. So the $97 was a way to get those people that maybe are not in the place that they can join a $100,000 mastermind and get the networking that it gives, but they still need to know the business of doing business.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where that's where a lot of people don't understand that they're investing in themselves, they're investing in their business, they're investing in the development of a business that may already be successful. But with all of the changes in technology that are happening like lightning fast in this world today, it doesn't make any sense not to get on board a train that can lead you to wherever you have to be and whatever station you have to go to in order to be able to run your business in today's world of technology.
And I
So
still have VIP slots too, Teresa, because I realize there are some people that the group environment just does not work for them. So we do have slots for people that want one-on-one coaching just for me. That is a lot more expensive. My way of sharing the expense was to do the group so that people that maybe have they're spent out, but they still need the information on how to do business. Because the business of doing business is understanding what software will help you automate your processes, understanding that you can batch your videos and schedule them to be put out at intervals. There are so many things that people don't understand and don't have access to someone to tell them how to do it. And that's what the portal will do for them at a reasonable price for people that will fit the type of personality and business that we want to come in there, because we're being clear about who can join and who can't. We're just not throwing people in there. We want people that are good fits, that are servants, leaders, and are ready to share their gifts and talents while also make helping other people shine as they shine.
You said two words that are really important there, besides that, and all of the stuff you said is like light bulbs are going off all over the place here, but you said share their gifts and talents. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody has something that they were given. I believe God gave us all gifts and talents.
Absolutely.
In order to be able to live an abundant life, because that's what he promises us, abundant mm-hmm. life, correct? Mm-hmm. So how are there people who come to you? I'm sure there are, come to you and they say, you ask them, what's your gift and talent? What are your gifts? What are your talents? They say, I don't know.
All the time. And I love them the best, because there's nothing better than sitting down with somebody in a strategy call and helping them discover their gift. I also want to, you said that, I want to point out this here. There are so many people that said, Brenda, I want to be a keynote speaker, and they want to get paid $1,000, and they couldn't speak their way out of a wet paper bag. Well, guess what? by being a part of the Solutionist Portal, you have an audience of, if you're part of the 150, there's 149 people that had a potential for you to practice on. I want you to come in there. We're going to give you media training. We're going to create events to give people the opportunity to speak, to practice their skills, so that when they go, we're going to teach them how to put together a keynote speech, a 30-minute, a 10-minute, a 15-minute, a 45-minute. We have step-by-step processes on how to do that. That's not being taught out there for $97 nowhere else, but that's in the portal. If that's what you need, we're breaking people down into groups to make sure they get what they need. And we want everyone to come out of there ready to be on a podcast, to be in the news, to be in the media, to speak properly, because that is not what they're getting out there. They're getting a whole lot of the what, but none of the how, and they're paying lots of money for it. And I want people to come in here so that we can replicate that. And of course, our price is going to go up. But again, the founding members, they're going to get a lot more than what they paid for.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's interesting. I mean, when I talk about things that I do and what my gifts and talents are, I mean, I just light up, you know, and you are like bright as the sun right now, girl. You know, and that's because you are gifted in being able to communicate all of these different things. And I'm sure all of the training you had along the way has helped you to get where you are today. And I think that once somebody recognizes how they can use what they've been gifted with, and that they're going to work every day is really enjoyable, mm-hmm. then they can move into bigger and better things using those gifts and talents and being able to make a difference in the lives of others, because that's what I believe we're supposed to do, don't you?
I do. And Teresa, here's the thing. There's somebody listening needs to know, when I say doing business your way, I truly do mean doing business your way. When I told everyone that I wanted to only work every other month, I said, I want to set my business up so that I can take every other month off. They told me I was crazy. You can't do that. You won't get customers. But baby, I make money in my sleep. I automated my process in a way that every other month I can take the time off. I can go sit on the beach, but guess what? My social media is still popping. People still think I'm there, and I'm out there on the beach just watching the waves come in. Why? Because that was what I desire. That may not be somebody else's desire, but what would it cost for you to actually say, I want to be able to be home and do homework with my kids, or I want to be able to walk my dog in peace. And inside the Solutionist Portal, we're going to help you. I had a client just yesterday. She was doing something, and I watched her frustration level build, Teresa, because the phone kept ringing. And I told her a radical concept. I said, turn it off. She almost went into cardiac failure because she did not realize she had a choice. She could let those rings bother her, or she could turn that phone off for that hour and actually focus on what she was doing. Her kids were in the house, so was her spouse. So there was no reason that she had to be that connected. But society will tell us that if we turn our phone, we all get FOMO, fear of missing out. It's a lie. And it is a choice. Turn your phones off every once in a while. Every Friday at 5:01, I turn my computer off, and I don't turn it back on until Sunday at 7. That's been the biggest gift I've given to myself. Yeah. I do my self-care, my soul searching on Saturdays and Sundays.
Huge, huge, huge point for everyone who's listening. If you didn't just take that away and write it down, put it on, put something in front of your computer, off until Sunday night or off until Monday morning, or and the other thing is you do not have to respond to emails, text messages immediately when they come in. And we have become a society of having to do things immediately. We need to get out of that for our own sanity's sake.
For your own
And
sanity.
it's just crazy. I know I'm guilty of I'm guilty of I'm guilty.
We teach people how to treat us. Teresa, I've been using this illustration for weeks now. The bank. How many of you can go to a bank at 8 o'clock, unless that's through your bank's hours, and get there and talk to a teller? Most banks are 9 to 5. Their schedules are posted on the door. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Weekends, they're closed. You can go to the ATM at night, but if you want to talk to a live person in the building, you come between 9 and 5. Nobody scoffs, nobody complains, and on holidays, they're closed. Why, as an entrepreneur, do you feel you cannot do that? Set clear work hours. We talk about that, and I deal with the psychology of why people don't want to do that and feel like they just can't. You can do whatever you want in your business as long as you're clear. You communicate your expectations, set clear boundaries, and the people that are your tribe, that have your vibe, will find you, follow you, and spend their money with you.
I'm taking that to the bank, girl. This segment was just for me. Thank you so very much. And we have to go on our second break right now.
Okay.
So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more from Brenda, the solutionist. We'll be right back.
In order to be healthy and happy, there are 24 areas of your life to balance. With the All Things Wellness Wheel, you become self-empowered, allowing you to make healthier decisions about relationships, nutrition, sleep, exercise, stress, and even your value system. The All Things Wellness book series, written by Peggy Wilms and Dr. Marcus Vetchstein, teaches you how to balance your wellness wheel in addition to sharing true stories from multiple contributing authors. Book one, The Fourfold Formula, and Book two, Win the Wellness War, We Are Responsible, are now available on Amazon. Reserve your spot now to become a published author in Book three, Wellness GPS, Get Prepared for Success. Visit www.allthingswellness.com/authors for more information.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
Do you have a personal story of hope or kindness to share? The Daily Gift book series, which began with a daily gift of gratitude, now available on Amazon, continues with a daily gift of hope and a daily gift of kindness. And we're looking for people just like you to share a story. Your Daily Gift of Hope story might answer one of these questions. Is there a time when you felt hopeless and someone stepped in to change your view? Have you been an example of hope for someone else? Is hope something that you've always had? If so, how do you keep that hope alive? With hope, we have more energy and a purpose. It gets us out of bed in the morning. Daily Gift of Kindness might be your chance to talk about recognizing and spreading kindness to change the world. Practicing kindness lifts your spirit and your mood, warms your heart, and helps to navigate your way through today's challenges. Has an act of kindness from a stranger turned your day around? Have you ever paid it forward to someone or for someone? Your story matters, so visit dailygiftbookseries.com to find out more about how to submit your story for a daily gift of hope and a daily gift of kindness. Your stories make a difference.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back with Brenda Warren, the Solutionist. I just want to talk about this book series for a second. Daily Gift book series, The Daily Gift of Gratitude, is on Amazon, and so is The Daily Gift of Hope. And Brenda has a story in here too. You know, we are looking for stories for a daily gift of peace, and then a daily gift of kindness and a daily gift of peace. Hopefully the two of them will be put out this year. So if you have a story you want to share in one of these daily gift books, you can go to dailygiftbookseries.com and find out all about it right there. So Brenda, you're going to submit one for kindness too, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And I'm sure you can give us lessons in kindness from all of your experience in the back and the that's behind you that you bring into your everyday work that you do. So talk to me a little bit about this journal, the 52-week entrepreneur.
Now, again, when I create things, I create the things I wish I had. When I first started out on my journey this time, what I realized was that I was constantly looking for stuff. I was looking for places where who I had networked with. I was looking for my hex codes for my brand colors. I was looking for when I did certain things. So I created inside the book all places for you to have your business at a glance, and also to track your journey. Because when you're first starting out, or even if you're in the midst of it, not celebrating your wins, not tracking who you networked with, not keeping track of the things that you need, that I refer to the business of doing business, those things you need to know your website, who's the person that does it for you. All of that stuff is inside that journal. There's a front part that has a lot of good instructions. There's some motivation in there. There's affirmations in there. There's stories about other entrepreneurs. It's exactly what I wish I had when I started, and now I use it myself.
Yeah, and that's awesome. And I love that one of the things you have on the checklist in the front here is gratitude.
Absolutely.
Because this is one of my favorite topics to talk about. How important do you think gratitude is in the process of running a business?
I think it is the number one thing that I did for myself was to have an attitude of gratitude, being grateful for the relationships that I'm building, being grateful for my vendors, being grateful for the fact that I'm in my right mind and that I'm able to run this building, being grateful for coming on podcasts like yours. Just the whole thing about gratitude is that you cannot be angry or fearful when you're living in gratitude.
You know, it's so funny because gratitude, my first word on my back cover of this book, gratitude and anxiety can't be present at the same time.
No, it can't.
Gratitude, anxiety loses its hold, and the level of light in your life grows exponentially. And that's, I believe that. And I'm so glad you said that. Somebody asked me, how do I know that? I said, just try it. Try and hold it.
You know how I know that too? I had a lady that was so upset with me about a process that we were going through, and she was angry. And I was grateful for that. And I said, I'm so grateful you're angry. And she was like, what? I mean, she was really angry. And I said, I'm grateful because that's great feedback. Because what I realized is that I struck a nerve. What I need you to do is sit and why are you offended with me right now? Because I said something that, because you can only sit in offense when somebody does something that strikes a nerve. I know that for myself. So I was grateful for her anger because then it made her have to be faith it, because once we're aware of something, we can change it if we choose to. And then again, it's a decision process that happens. So when I find myself in offense, I go back and I see what was it that caused me to be that way. And then I'm grateful for that because it's an opportunity for growth.
Yeah. And maybe to make an apology where necessary.
When necessary.
You know, and I believe something that you said earlier and you just reiterated today, this in this sentence, is that everything happens. We grow from everything that happens. Yeah. And even situations that might be going in the background that you have, maybe a client who's a challenge, you know, be grateful for the fact that they're in your life, because somewhere along the line, it's going to make your process and who you show up as better, and not step into the same landmines, if you will, that person.
It's a life lesson. And I will tell you, One of the things that I truly believe, Teresa, is that as people adopt a solution-based mindset, it can lead to healthier mind, body, and soul, and so much mental peace that it can really be a game changer when you're moving forward in this journey of life. Because life is not a dress rehearsal. We don't get a do-over. You get one act, and you better make it a good one.
Yeah.
And so I when I'm talking to people about the portal and the things I would really like, I do have four tips I wanted to make sure I got out today before we ended. Number one tip was we have to shift our perspective. Instead of dwelling on setbacks, we have to reframe our challenges for as opportunities for growth. The second thing is I want people to set clear goals, define their objectives, and create actionable steps that's going to help them achieve those goals. The third thing, I want them to practice self-care and, more importantly, self-compassion. Give yourself some grace. You're human. You're going to make mistakes, or in my case, I say I make choices that don't align with what I say I want, and then I have to make the adjustments to adapt. Kindness is key. You have to be kind to yourself and others and understand that during difficult times, it's kindness, love, peace, and gratitude that's going to help you get through those difficult times. And then finally, you got to embrace change, because in this ever-changing world with AI and all the things that we got going on, you know, life is life in real time. And you either learn to overcome and adapt and understand that as circumstances evolve, you have choices, or you're going to be left behind trying to pick up the pieces in a way that's not healthy for you or those around you.
Awesome. Those are four great tips. Challenges are opportunities. You know, I never believed that. A long time ago, I didn't believe that until I found out that there is a symbol in one of the Asian languages that obstacles or challenges and opportunities, depending on how you look at it, well, that's what the sentence will say. It's either that symbol is for an obstacle or an opportunity. How do you perceive it? And so what I might consider an obstacle, Brendan might say, whoa, happy day.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's all in how you look at things. Where can people go to find out more about you and to find out more about the Solutionist Portal and what you have going on in your world? Talk a little bit about, I know you have a podcast. We only have about 6 minutes left, so I want to be able to use this so that we can make sure people know how to get in touch with you and what they can expect initially when they
if they can see in the box below me, to the, I think is to my right, Brenda the Solutionist. That I'm that on Instagram at Brenda the Solutionist. I'm www.brendathesoul.com. Brenda the Solutionist at gmail.com. Everywhere you go, I'm Brenda the Solutionist, except for on, I'm that on Instagram and LinkedIn as well. So if you find Brenda the Solutionist, you will find me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and what are you writing now? Is there anything that you've got in your book mind that you're
writing? I am writing the book Tap Into Business. Tap In is my 5-step strategic plan to help people move past their stuck points. But I'm actually doing one specifically for business right now. I'm also, we're really promoting this book for our veterans. This is We Are Stronger Together, Strength and Diversity. It's entrepreneurs and businesses across the military community. There are 22 veterans in this book telling you all about business. And there's in the front of the book information on how you can build your business with a lot of tips and resources in there. It's a really good book that my co-author, Letha Deshoram, and I wrote together. We've written several books together, How to Save Money and Time, Amazingly Simple Business Tips, and so much more. They're all available on Amazon. And okay, so awesome. And we have several
books. Yeah. Okay. So if people are looking for your books on Amazon, they're going to look for Brenda Warren, correct?
Brenda Warren. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. And so you said you have several books in the works. Tell me more.
Yes. We're doing a whole tap in series. You're going to tap into relationships, because one of the parts that I do, in addition to the business part, I do focus on people and their relationships with their family. I want people to put family first. Too many of us are losing our families at the expense of our businesses, and that gets us out of harmony. We need to begin to cultivate the relationships that we say we're doing this for in the first place, and not lose our kids and our spouses and significant others in the process. I really believe that if we would chase family first and our faith first, the money's going to come.
I agree. I agree. And then I believe you need to do what you love and the money will follow, correct?
Money, if you're walking in your purpose, the money will follow. I say do what you love and love what you do and the money will show up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You mentioned the tap-in method a couple of times, and I know that the tap-in stands for transform, announce, prepare, imagine, and nurture. In the couple of minutes we have left, can you expand a little bit on that?
Yes. In the tap-in, you're going to change your mindset. You're going to announce and get accountability so that you can make whatever it is you want to come to pass, come to pass. In the preparation step, that's where you gather all the resources, people, places, and things you need to make your dreams come true. In the imagination phase, where you use visualization to bring your ideals into fruition. And then in the nurture part, that's where you're going to take action and nurture all the things you did so that you can actually close that gap securely between your desires and your reality, be it weight loss, financial freedom, a better relationship, a better sex life, a better mindset, because a lot of us have to change our money mindsets. I want people to make the shift. The shift is when you start helping yourself in spite of the fear today.
Start helping yourself in spite of the fears today.
Right. Make the shift. And I will change that today for in spite helping yourself and others in spite of the fear today.
Yeah. Yeah. Brenda, you are a wealth of information. So for all of my people who are listening, this is one lady you want to get in touch with. She is the solutionist. We have to S-O-U-L, soul. I love the fact that you have that as your title, because like you say, body, mind, spirit, soul, it's all, we need to be in alignment all the way around, whether we're talking about business, relationships, or whatever it is that might come our way. But this has been a really incredible hour. It's gone so quickly, Brenda. It has just flown by us. Yeah, that's what happens when you're having fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And changing lives. So from Brenda Warren, the solutionist, and myself, I thank you for tuning in to this segment of Conversations That Make a Difference. And between now and the next time we meet, please make sure that all the conversations that you're having are making a difference in your life, and particularly in the lives of whoever it is that you're sharing them with. Until next time, we'll see you soon. Thanks, Brenda.
You're welcome. That's it.
Tune in next time for Conversations That Make a Difference with host Teresa Velarde every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Thank you for listening. And thank you to our producer, Rachel, and to our station owner, Deborah Beauvais, working behind the scenes. Be sure to go to conversationsthatmakeadifference.com for your free gift. Make sure your conversations make a difference.